He's really jacked up on coffee. Again, here's Steve.
He says it like it's a bad thing, you know? Easy, Bob. Sounds like you're jacked up on coffee. At any rate, it's Tuesday, the 30th of October. 1 week from today, we'll be going to the polls about a half hour from now. These midterm elections coming down to the wire. My next guest, Frank Verduccio, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
So how are things in your neck of the woods looking at the midterm elections?
Pretty horrifying, actually. in New York, of course, we have in a district I'm looking at right now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the socialist candidate for Congress, looks to be the clear favorite to win her district. And, of course, Ms. Ocasio is young, pretty, and quite pointless in her politics. She's not only to the left of the current congressman, who is also a Democrat liberal. She is in the neighborhood of Venezuela, Cuba, and that sort of thing. One of the problems we have in this election is that folks simply aren't concentrating on politics. They're concentrating on personalities instead.
Let me ask you this, Frank. While we went down this lane, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think she's actually, and I apologize if she comes from your neck of the woods, she's a gift to the rest of us because she's a case study in how ignorance, you know, gets put forth and foisted upon us. She's a case study in how stupid you can be, because if you listen to her in any interview, she doesn't know anything about anything. I mean, she doesn't know squat about anything.
Well, you're absolutely right, but unfortunately, that stupidity has become somewhat epidemic. Let's go down to Florida, where Andrew Gillum is the candidate of the Democrat Party for governor of that state. He openly espouses the same types of policies that in just 25 or 30 years have destroyed the entire nation of Venezuela. Venezuela, of course, is awash in oil and is also awash in poverty because of the governmental policies of the Chavistas and the hard left. We can go around the country. In Minnesota, Keith Ellison, an open anti-Semite, someone who espouses also Venezuela-type policies, still is in a tight race to become the attorney general of that state. So let's go down to Arizona. There is a candidate running for United States Senate who openly said that she has no problems with Americans going to fight for the Taliban. So that stupidity, unfortunately, is epidemic clear across the country.
Well, I don't know if it's that, but you know, it's a great point you make, Frank, and I know it wasn't what you came here to talk about, but I want to continue in this conversation because, first of all, Andrew Gillum is an open socialist in Florida running for governor there against Ron DeSantis, the Republican congressman, to be governor in that state. It's interesting to note, one of the things that Floridians pride themselves on is the fact that they don't have a state income tax, right? Well, this guy will try to give them one. So you have to ask yourself, if Gillum wins next Tuesday in Florida, what will be the state of his administration 2 years hence when it's time for the next presidential election? And I hazard to say if he gets elected, it could be a disaster for the Democrats because it'll so turn off voters come 2020 that Donald Trump would easily carry Florida again. When you look at Kyrsten Sinema, the one that advocated openly that it's perfectly fine for Americans to take up arms against Americans, and by the way, Arizonans are just crazy, and it was the meth lab of politics or something like that. I don't think she wins. I think Martha McSally, the seasoned war veteran, the first combat pilot to fly A-10 Warthogs into battle, will prevail there. I think actually what we're seeing, Frank, is that the Americans are being woken up to how far and radically left these people are. Thoughts?
Steve, the problem is there's not enough great programs like yours. The fact is a lot of Americans are getting their news from very hard left sources, which constitute the majority of the major media. That's a real issue. And you mentioned Florida, what would happen 2 to 4 years from now. But remember, the stronger the left gets throughout the United States, the more control they have over basically universities and what the students are learning. Part of the reason you're seeing candidates like Bernie Sanders or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Andrew Gillum and the others, is that we've now had about two generations of students who've been brought up in universities, which give our students propaganda, not education. The more the left gets entrenched, the harder it is to have full, fair, and free elections.
What happens when you see groups like Turning Point USA, young conservatives that put out people like Candace Owens, and take a whole host of conservative black Americans to the White House, young black Americans to the White House, that picture in and of itself has to be the most frightening thing Democrats have seen in a generation.
You're absolutely right. And in fact, it frightens them whenever anyone that they consider safe moves off the plantation that the Democrats have created for themselves. One of the bright spots going into the 2018 midterms, of course, is that some of the key groups that Democrats have always depended on are the very people, and I'm going to be very blunt here, they have screwed by their policies. Whether we're talking about union workers who have been absolutely devastated by policies like Bill Clinton, which opened up the United States to China, which destroyed 66,000 American manufacturing companies, or Hillary Clinton's attempt to close down the entire coal industry. We're talking about blacks who, under the open immigration of the Obama era, had deep competition for jobs and for housing in their neighborhoods. Whether we're talking, frankly, about any of those groups, they've been hurt badly by the Democrats. Will those groups continue to be loyal to the Democrat Party? We're going to see next Tuesday.
I have good news for you, Frank, concerning the 2020 election. I have good news, and that is that Hillary Clinton might run again.
I don't think there's any Republican advocate across the United States that isn't praying for that to occur.
Yeah, no kidding. You and me both. Well, let's turn our attention now to the midterms. What's really on the ballot? Is it Donald Trump directly? I think it is for some. But it's also about Kavanaugh, the caravan, common sense, as the president's been saying on a stump speech as of late. When you look at this caravan, a lot of unanswered and unasked questions about the caravan. Here's the thing. It's obviously being funded by someone, because you don't move 5,000 or 10,000 people, logistically speaking, up the road without a lot of help. There's mobile medical clinics, there's food, there's water, there's showers, there's toilets. Somebody's behind this deal.
They are, and the media continues to mislead the American public about the nature of those comprising this unofficial army-sized group. When you've got a bunch of people threatening to cross your border without your permission, waving the flags of their native country, Steve, that's not considered immigration. That's called an invasion. And you continue to see the people that comprise this caravan are not the moms and dads and babies that the media portrays for us. Most of them, according to most sources, are 15 to 35-year-old young men. They're not the type to have been organized spontaneously. Someone is indeed financing this, whether it's George Soros or whether it's people like the government of Venezuela. Somebody is pouring a lot of money into this, the way it formed so quickly. And by the way, more and more of these caravans seem to be forming. This, of course, the one we're talking about now, is the second big one of 2018. We're hearing another one is forming as well. So clearly, to imagine that this occurred spontaneously is to deny reality itself.
Well, that's part of what the magic of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is to deny reality itself, isn't it? I'll give you the quick last word.
You're absolutely right. Hopefully, voters will vote on issues, not personalities, and not just on media fluff. If policies are things that people vote on, I think it'll be a good year for the Republicans. That's why, for example, that they're winning in the Senate. Congressional elections, however, tend to be more local.
More difficult. If it doesn't work out, Frank, I'll tell you this. If it doesn't work out, I'm going to run next time around. Frank Vernuccio, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. We got to run. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan, because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Are you finally ready to lose weight and have a great year? Then join me in my Pure Health Solution. I've already lost more than 30 pounds, and that's just the first 30 days. It's incredible. My Pure Health Solutions is not one size fits all, but a custom program just for you. Real food, not fake shakes and bars. Yep, chicken, steak, even seafood, and yes, you lose the weight. I have, and I'm just getting started. Do it now. Get your life back. Lose the weight. Feel great. Get details at MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910 to get started today.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.